feel like I need some sort of like some sort of
no
special.
I don't think that's appropriate.
Bed. Voice Tribune is a magazine here in Louisville. They have just released their July issue, and in it, the women in radio.
Look at that.
And featured none other than Kelly Kay sitting across from me.
Look at that.
For the last many years. That's
2008.
Right. Kelly Kay.
Oh, my goodness.
It was a cool little write-up there, just kind of talking about radio and the original influencers and Louisville's leading women in radio. And it included not just you, but several
women here
on DJX, including Emily in the afternoon,
yes,
and Haley Minogue on the weekend, and then our friend Bella Ray over across on B96, and yes, Amy Nick there.
And Shay K.
Shay K on Magic 101.3. So, yeah, I mean, they featured a lot of those, or a lot of our women that here in the building.
Yeah,
and
we all got like individual shots.
Yeah,
and then a group shot.
I know, you look. I mean, look at that.
Room, which is
just
fun.
Here. I will say in the DJX studio, but they did kind of they blocked out the name, the DJX logo on the mic, which
they did.
Whatever,
it's fine.
Fine.
But this is where like all the pictures were taken.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
even
yeah,
from
for
the
sure
other radio stations.
So
I can't read what it says. But it's really small.
Put your glasses on, sweetheart. It's on. So the magazine itself won't actually be out in stands. It's free in a lot of places around town
until like the 6th. Right?
Until July 6th. It's on page 52. You can see the whole spread. But I mean, it was well written up. It's basically like it says, long before hashtags, reels, and algorithm chasing content, there were radio personalities. Influencing communities with nothing but a mic in their voice. In Louisville, the women behind the dial have long been the original influencers, setting trends and starting conversations that no scroll through social media could replace. Before social media made likes a thing, these women were earning loyalty the old school way by showing up every day, being real, and knowing exactly how to speak to the city.
That's nice.
Yeah, really.
That's
cool.
Really nice.
Yeah, and it says, you know, these radio personalities continue to prove that influence isn't about likes, it's about real life, unfiltered impact. And so you knew, and just talks about how you knew how to build a following before the word follower was digital.
Yeah.
And so
it's a nice write up.
Yeah, it is. You guys
nice
look great. Good write up there. It has a little bit of your bio and a little bit about each of the personalities where I didn't even see what the
I'm kind of
QR
like
code.
The old guard, and we have the new guard.
Yeah,
the newbies.
So yeah, the QR code just links to the website. So there you go. Yeah, so you can get the website. But yes, the digital version is out now. The paper version, which we're gonna have to get a little photo of you with your paper version. And you're so silly.
That.
You're like, you hate taking photos, but you
I
look good.
I cannot stand it. It gave me, I can't tell you the anxiety that I felt leading up to like, what do I wear? And I'll be honest, like I've had that top that I'm wearing for years.
Yeah, many years.
years and years. So I didn't like, yeah.
I had a Meetin' Celebrities shirt.
Yeah.
That, and the only reason we called it that is because there were a couple photos when I had taken with celebrities where I had been wearing the same
to be wearing that
shirt. Yes, exactly.
So we were like, oh,
so we're like, all right.
Understand that you had a Meetin' Celebrity shirt, but now,
but
that's
now
what
apparently
it is.
You do. But now apparently Kelly's got her.
That's kind of my photo shoot shirt.
That is your photo shoot shirt. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, yeah. Well, it's, you know, it was, I got it from Dress and Dwell years ago, a little boutique in New Albany. And yeah, I just feel, I think I wore it at Easter.
Yeah.
This year too. So
yeah,
I just whipped it out again. I was like, oh, it still fits. So that's good.
Yeah. So pick it up.
Yeah.
Voice Tribune. Look at that. Gracing the cover and, or not the cover, but gracing the pages of the
With
Voice Tribune.
My fellow
yeah.
Ladies.
Now look, nothing against, Nothing against the cover. Who's that? Larkin. On the cover.
She looks amazing.
Yeah,
but
she
did tell us that we were going to be on the cover, and we took some cover shots. But
yeah,
that's fine.
It's fine. You don't have to be the one to say anything. But where are they on the cover? I'll say it.
Well, just the little byline, "Women in Radio" is on the cover, and you know to look for it inside, deep on what page.
Well,
52
is where it starts.
Yeah.
Kelly's is on 54.
Okay.
And then Emily's is on 55. So yeah, they have a good little write up of all the women here in the building that work for our five radio stations.
Yes,
so
it's
that's
nice
really cool.
Because after being on the station for 26 years, it's nice to still feel like that people aren't sick of you, which is great.
Well, this doesn't say anything about people's
opinions.
Opinions,
oh, okay,
of you.
Hey, maybe this is a.
It just says
you should still like her.
No, it's a good write up. Good write up. Yeah. So pick up the Voice Tribune. Look at that. And they accomplished probably what they wanted to, and that is for us to talk about the Voice Tribune.
Exactly. What a win win.
What a win win. Right.
Win win.
Pick up the magazine. This will be the biggest circulated magazine. Probably all year.
Oh, yeah.
Their July issue.
It's going to be.
It's going to get ripped off the shelves.
Like they're going to connect the dots that success equals featuring Kelly Kay.
Yeah. Yeah, Kelly Kay. Yes, his success equals Kelly Kay. That's right. July 6th, you can pick that up. But yeah, you look good. Good job.
Oh, that's nice.
Good
Thank
job.
Thank you. Thanks to a great photographer.
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah.
He was pretty thorough.